Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Menaches, Perik Tess, Mishnah Hey, Kala Midas, Shehaya B'Migdash. All of the Midas, like the measuring Kalim, we're talking about the Kalim that measure dry, like flour, Haya Nigdashis. Like we explained last time, the word Gadish means a stack or heaped. So you remember from Sechtes Bavakama, a Gadish of Tfua. It's like it wasn't even at the top. They knew exactly how much flour was there, but when you looked at the Kalim, you saw like a mountain that rises above the top. Chutz Mishal Kohen Gadol, with the exception of the flour that was used for the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, Sheyagatsha L'Teicha. Literally, the heap was from within. In other words, it also had the same amount, which is in the Sarayin. But if you looked at the top, it was level. If you ran your hand over the top of the Keli, you wouldn't be knocking off any flour. Atru says that this is the sheet of Reb Meir, but the halach is not like Reb Meir. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Midas halach. When it comes to the measures for liquid, Beirutzei and Kaddish. Now take a look. Next time your father makes Kiddush, you make Kiddush, you'll notice that the wine, which has a little thickness to it, can rise a little bit above the top of the Becher. Not much, or else it'll start spilling over the sides, but a drop. Same is true for oil. So what's the halacha with this liquid that goes a little bit above? Zakt Mishnah, Midas Halach Beirutzein Kodesh. The overbrim, what goes on top of the liquid, is Hegdish, it's part of the Cheshbon. Umidas Hayavich Beirutzein Chel. When it comes to dry things like the flour, the part that rises above the walls of the Keli doesn't have Kedusha. Let's try to understand this. The Kalim used to measure liquids. These kalim are makadish, explains the Batanura. Not only the oil or wine that is in the walls of the keli, but also what rises above it. Masha'enke, when it comes to the kalim that measure dry things, it's only makadish what's inside the walls, but what's piled higher doesn't get kiddusha. Now the Batanura explains as follows. All these measuring cups in the Beis HaMikdash, these were klisharis. They were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. This Tana holds that the kalim that measure liquid receive their kedusha both on the inner side and the outside. So the part that rises above gets kedusha. So now a little bit of science. If you look at a becher, and the wine comes up a little bit above the rim, or oil comes up a little bit above the rim, what's happening is that little bit of extra is resting on the rim. The rim, like the lip of the becher, that's considered the outside part of the becher. So when it comes to liquid, that outside part of the becher has kedusha. So memela, the overbrim, would rise a little bit higher, that wine or oil has kedusha because it receives its kedusha through the rim, through the lip of the becher, the keli in this case, that it's resting on. Masha enkein, the dry measures, the things that measure dry things, the kedusha is only on the inside, not on the outside. So the flour that rests on the rim doesn't get kedusha. Wait a second. But you just told me at the beginning of the Mishnah that the Asarin included the part that was heaped higher. And the entire Asarin had to have kedusha. Well, the answer is Enochanami. That was the Shita of Reb Meir. This Tana disagrees with Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, the part that comes above the rim with the flour is kedusha. That's part of the Asarin. According to this Tana, no, the Asarin is until the rim. The part that's higher is not included. It doesn't have kedusha. Vayitra zakt de Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Midas halach kodesh. The measuring kalim for liquid have kedusha, both on the insides and on the outsides, like we explained. Lefigach beirutzein kodesh. Therefore, the little bit of liquid that rises above the rim is also kodesh, because it rests on the rim. The rim is part of the outside of the keli, and the outside of the keli has kedusha. It's mekadosh what's inside. The chiddush in Rabbi Akiva is, however, that umidas hayovesh choil. Rabbi Akiva says, the kalim used to measure dry things didn't have kedusha at all. Not on the inside and not on the outside. So even the flour that goes inside doesn't get automatic kedusha, and of course the flour that rises above. Lefikach beiritzein choil, therefore, what's on top doesn't get kedusha. Well, how does what's inside get kedusha if the keli isn't the klisharis? And the answer is the bialim have in mind to be magdish it, but they only have in mind to be magdish the amount that's needed. And now we have a third sheet, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi yomer loy mishum ze. It's not because of this. Ela shalach nekar vayavish ena nekar. Liquid that you add is constantly mixed with what's on bottom. You have a little milk that rises above the cup. The whole milk and the whole keli is mixed together. Let me explain it to you this way. You're going to have milk, let's say. There's no milk. My hegdash is using it as a mushel. You're going to have milk that comes up to the rim of the keli. You're going to add a drop more, and it rises a little bit above the rim before it spills. And that drop more is full of sugar. The whole milk is going to get sweet. It all mixes. But vayavish ein aneker, a dry substance that's added, doesn't become mixed with what's on bottom. So Memele Rabbi Yossi holds like this. Both the dry measures and the wet measures, the measures for liquid, were nimshechu mebefnim v'loy nimshechu mebechutz. They were anointed to have kedusha on what's inside, not on what's outside. So if you hold away Rabbi Yossi, that only the inside has kedusha, so l'chayra, whatever is dry or liquid, whatever rises above the keli, doesn't have kedusha. Wrong. Dry, not, because it doesn't mix with what's on underneath. But the liquid that does mix, you can't separate it. So if the wine comes a little bit higher, if the wine underneath has kedusha, the wine on top has kedusha, because it's constantly mixing together. So again, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, I agree. The liquids that go higher have kedusha, the dry doesn't. But loy mishum zeh, not because it's a shaila of whether the outside was nimshach as well as the inside, or whether the dry measure has kedusha at all. No. They're both the same. The inside has kedusha, the outside doesn't. Elisha halach nekar. Liquid mixes. You can't separate it. It's all one thing. Vayovish ain't a nekar. The dry doesn't mix together. So, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. The sheet of Rabbi Meir is that with all the measures in the base of Migdash, it was heaped. That's called Nigdashais, meaning it came up higher. The only thing that was even was the Mincha, the Kohen Gadol, board every day, and that's because it had to be split exactly in half. We discussed that earlier. And whatever was there had Kedusha. What's inside the Keli, what's above the Keli. And the same is true both for Lach and Yavish, that according to Rabbi Meir. The next Tana holds? No. Kalim that measure wet things have Kedusha both on the inside and on the outside. Therefore, liquid that rises above the top, that rests on the rim, on the lip of the Keli, which is considered the outside, has Kedusha. But the dry measures only have kedusha on the inside. They were only anointed from the inside, not from the outside. Therefore, anything that rises above that's dry does not have kedusha if it's higher up. That's what the first Tana holds. Rabbi Akiva holds. Kalim that measure liquid were nimshachu both from the inside and from the outside. Therefore, the liquid that rises higher, the overbrim, has kedusha. On the other hand, dry kalim, according to Rabbi Akiva, the measures that measure dry things don't have kedusha at all. Not on the inside, not on the outside. What gives it its kedusha is what the Bailam have in mind to be magdish, and they only have in mind to be magdish the necessary amount, what the keli measures. But what rises above does not have kedusha. And the entire necessary amount has to be until the rim. Rabbi Yossi says, both the dry and the liquid measures have kedusha from the inside and not from the outside. Still, he agrees that the overbrim of liquid, what goes higher by the liquid, has kedusha, but the dry does not have kedusha, but for a totally different reason. The dry doesn't have kedusha because if it rests on the rim, anything that goes above the top of the keli is resting on the rim, so there's no kedusha on the outside. The liquid has kedusha because liquid mixes with what is inside.